Can you speak more about posture? I've noticed that when fatigued and I slump a tad, that my breath seems to be most noticeable and stuck at the slump. Also, when I notice my body pulsating, should I allow movement or hold steady? I guess it depends what it's pulsating with. You know, in the sense that because it can be a very pleasant pulsating, just a rhythm of that. But then there can be something that's quite, pulling one into something, which is maybe then one's going to go into proliferation and unsteadiness, so that investigating the quality of that, the sensation of pulsation, because it's also can be a real fruitful investigation in terms of impermanence and instability of sensation. So just that arising and ceasing can be very fruitful. So I think one of the things that's always one always has to be checking back into is it wholesome or unwholesome? How can I apply attention in a way that will be skillful and fruitful? And how to relinquish or pull back when it starts to turn into something that is unskillful or unpleasant. When there's fatigue one starts to slump, that's actually just by really using the posture as a way of energizing the mind, because sometimes it's just very natural. There's a kind of a slump. One's a bit tired, and the posture starts to slip. It's important that one isn't, because there needs to be this balance of being relaxed, both physically and mentally, so that you can't be just sort of pushing on the posture all the time and trying to be ramrod straight. But there's an energizing quality that comes when there's a balance of uprightness and stability, so that there's a relaxing into the stability of the posture, and what also happens when one relaxes into the stability of the posture, the breath is kind of smooth. An alertness spreads through the body. And then one can keep one's attention in a consistent way. Of course, inevitably there'll be some tiredness or fatigue, and then it slumps. The body slumps. The mental posture slumps, and then one can just recognizing that or catching it, because when we, the breath will tend to be just not quite as smooth if one is slumping. So that working with the posture and getting a nice sense of a balance and alertness and ease. And it's important that quality of ease is there, because this the posture is kind of the framework that we can hold our attention in a sustained way over a period of time, so that that relaxing and bringing ease into the posture. Of course, again, it's the need for balance, because if it gets too easeful, then it's quite natural that one slumps. But if one's pushing a bit too much, then the mind starts to get restless, the body becomes agitated. So that actual, just the posture itself, is a worthy object of investigation, and using the breath to move attention through the body, and take the time, not just focusing on the breath in this pinpoint of concentration, but taking the breath through the body, through the posture, moving that breath, moving the awareness of the breath principle or the life principle through the body, and one finds the posture becoming a container for awareness, and then when that the posture is easeful, then there's a natural inclination to then settle on more refined aspects of the rhythm of the breath when the posture is settled.